Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yesterday we started a new chapter on a person who initiates a good way or an evil way. And what are the consequences of starting off something new, either something good or something evil, and what legacy a person is leaving behind by him introducing something new. We gave a few examples. For example, a person in his area, he sees that they are poor people and there are nobody taking care of them, or see that they are widows and there's nobody to assist them and help in terms of providing some groceries, assisting them with their accounts, assisting them in different ways. So a person looks, or he may see that they are young children that may be orphans and there are nobody to help, assist. So when the person looks around, he'll find there are many requirements. So he applies himself and he says, let me start something to assist and to help within the framework of Shariat. And this is known as starting a new way, a way that is something that is desirable, something that is good. Now, if that legacy continues, although this person may not be around, he passes away, he'll still get rewarded for it. Whilst he's alive, he's getting rewarded for his good work, his charitable works. And whilst he passes away, he still got a stream that is of income that is coming to him. Even in the qabr, this income that he's getting all the time will continue so long as that work is continuing. So today we do one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, see that how he would see something, and he would, Nabi alayhi salatu wa shari alayhi salam, he was inspired from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's side. But his lesson for us, that this was the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When he saw there was a need for something, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam immediately attended to it. Jarir ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhu narrates that we were once in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam at the beginning of the day when a group of people came to him. Their bodies were exposed and they wore tattered garments. And they were cut by the neck. From their necks hung swords. In other words, they had their swords hanging from them, and around their necks they were cuts. So they had very little clothes, showing that they were very, very poor people, very poverty-stricken people that had come to visit Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Most of them, indeed all of them, were from the Mudar tribe. The face of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam changed color when he saw their poverty. When Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw this, the face, his color of the face changed. Why? Because he saw the poverty on these people. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam entered his house, and then he returned and ordered Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu to call out the azan and the iqama. He led the salah and then he addressed the people, O people, fear your Allah who created you from a single soul. He created from it a spouse and spread great numbers of men and women from the two. Fear that Allah in whose name you ask one another and be mindful of your relatives. Surely Allah Ta'ala is watchful over you. This ayat in Surah An-Nisa. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also recited the ending verses of Surah Hashr. O you who believe, fear Allah Ta'ala and let every soul see what it has sent forward for tomorrow. A person should give in charity from his dinars, his dirhams, his clothes, his wheat, his dates, until Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that even a piece of date, person can't give a whole date, at least give one piece of the date. A man from the Ansar brought a bag that was almost too heavy to carry. In fact, he could not carry it. The people continued to bring things to such an extent that I saw two heaps of food and clothing, and I saw the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam glittering like gold. The narrator, the Jarir ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhu, is saying that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam got so happy that people are bringing things now to assist these poor people that had come. He got so happy. At first his face was turned color because he saw the poverty. Now when he saw how the Sahaba were helping, assisting, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's face started glittering like gold. The Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam then said, one who initiates a good action in Islam shall receive the reward thereof, and also the reward of those who do that action after him without any decrease in his rewards. And the one who initiates an evil action in Islam shall bear the sin thereof, and also the sin of those who commit that action after him without any decrease in their sin. What is meant by this? That the person who starts off something good, that he'll get the full reward of that good action, and those that are doing the good actions after him, he'll also get the reward that they are getting, because he started off this good action, this good initiative. He started it off, so his legacy is continuing. is getting the reward of that legacy. And those people that are doing it, they are not getting any decrease in their reward. They are still getting rewarded for the action that they are doing. And this person is also getting rewarded for their action. So it's not like they getting less reward and he's getting. They getting rewarded. This person who started the action is getting rewarded. So like that you find person who starts off an evil action, an evil way. We gave example yesterday, a person brings one television in his house. Now every time he's watching the television, he's getting sin. Now after him, he passes away, the children are there, they're watching the television, the wife is watching the television, the music that is coming from there, the evil that is being seen there. Now all that, even though the man is not there, he's in his cupboard, he's getting the guna. They are not getting any less guna for them watching, and he is getting the full guna of these people also watching, because he started off that evil way. That's just one example. Like that, if we think you start off anything that is evil, anything that is not encouraged in Shariat, that we get the sin for that also. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Recently we gave example that we went to Malawi and we seen that small masjids, people learning under the trees, people learning in 2x2 concrete structures, wells in many places people are using. Somebody initiated, he thought of doing some good khairat. He put a well in one place. So long as people are benefiting from there, this person is getting rewarded whilst he's alive. And when he passes away also, whoever is benefiting from the well, he's getting the full reward. So that's what you call a good legacy. And places we went to in the villages, rural areas, very, very poor, poverty-stricken areas, you find that people are learning in the madrasa, people are coming to the masjid. So now these are all types, intelligent legacies that a person leaves behind. But when he's gone, he's getting the full reward of those things also. So let us in our plan, in our investment plans also, not forget the akhirat. Very often when we have an investment plan, we're thinking of the returns, the risk, etc. It's only confined to the dunya. Let us also have investment plans for the akhirat. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.